Pumpkin. Written by Phoebe Nestius. Narrated by Jennifer Saxell. Produced by Bukea. Chapter 1. Pumpkin Delivery. Samson. I'm freezing my hands off for the sake of my arch enemy's well-being. I curse myself for being the humanitarian I am. Why didn't I stay inside in the warmth instead of bicycling through town in the middle of a chilly autumn night without any mittens on? I'll tell you why. It's because I'm such a bloody softy. I just couldn't sleep, despite how many times I told myself he doesn't deserve any kind gestures, especially from me. So here I am, cursing my own knob head for being so decent. I definitely need to learn to listen to that faint part of my brain whispering, "Don't do it," whenever I'm about to do something like this. But tonight isn't the night I learn that. Tonight is the night I climb out of bed after tossing and turning for 57 minutes to deliver a pumpkin to my worst enemy because he doesn't have one for Halloween. I passed by his house earlier today, and you couldn't tell it was the day before Halloween on any part of the building. It was dead empty. The kind of empty that looks sad and wrongly out of place. Every other house had decorations, such as pumpkins in all shapes and sizes, fake spider webs with huge spiders and bats hanging from the roof. Every house but his. Maybe him choosing not to decorate means he doesn't want to decorate. But if not decorating his house means he feels lonely without anyone to share the holiday with, then I need to interfere. So that's what I'm doing right now. Of course, there were no stores open at this late hour, so I brought my own pumpkin. I figure I can just place the pumpkin on his porch without him even knowing who it came from. Just as a kind gesture. Even if he is a total crap bag. The blood pumping through my hands must be on the verge of freezing to ice, because I can no longer feel if they are still attached to my arms or not, and I don't dare look down to check. I just hope when I arrive I will have both hands left, or else it will be difficult to carry the pumpkin. When I reach his house and jump off my bike, I find it hard moving my legs since they are almost cramping after the long ride. My knees go weak when I lift up the pumpkin. I walk a few steps and feel how they buckle inwards. When my legs can't support me any longer, I lean against the railing on the porch. The pumpkin lands with a loud thump on the wooden floor as I sit down on the stairs. I'm exhausted. All my energy has been drained away during the ride from my apartment to this big house. My eyelids violently tell me I need to rest as they drop shut. I tell myself I only need a few seconds of rest and then I will be on my way. Surely I know that only resting one's eyes when you are that tired is a rather dangerous game to play. But I just can't help myself. I lay down on the stairs, stretching out my body, figuring I will only rest for a little while. My head jerks upward with such force that my neck cracks due to the sharp movement. I get so startled when I notice someone is standing in front of me that I rush off the stairs into a standing position, causing some lightheadedness. Holy fucking shit on a stick, you scared me! My heart is beating like crazy and I pinch the bridge of my nose in an attempt to think clearer. And I didn't even have to try. You're a real scaredy cat, you know that? I look up at him and I'm faced with the same hostile expression that seems to be permanently glued onto his face. It's not very nice to sneak up on people, you know that? I retort as best as I can in my sleepy state. You're the one sleeping on my porch without permission, he says. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that looked upon as socially unacceptable, not to mention illegal? I shove my hands deep down into my pockets.